It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Captive Thoughts. Our scripture reference today is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. I myself, Paul, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold towards you when I am away, I ask that when I am present, I need not show boldness by daring to oppose those who think we are acting according to human standards. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to human standards. For the weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. We are ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Someone had compared their local church to another in town with bigger attendance numbers. "What do you think they do?" they asked me. In other words, how do we get more people here? I went on one of my usual spiels about discipleship and focusing attention on the things of Jesus. After hearing all that, the saint responded, "No, that's not it." To be fair, the church in question may or may not have had a strong focus on Jesus. They could have been pulling in people without Jesus. It's a lot easier to get people to show up to church than most of us realize. But is that the point? Worship attendance is an important metric for a church, but it isn't the only one. It may not even be the best one. Growing congregations look at several factors. Intentional leaders consider other parts of life within their congregation. Other important factors include if people are a part of discipleship groups, prayer activities, Bible study, and outreach efforts. Are people being baptized? Are attitudes changing? Are people experiencing Jesus transformations? Now, I assume you want your church to grow. I do. If I do, I better be growing first. We need to expect our church leadership to do the same and to organize the church in a way that emphasizes that aspect of faith, growing in the knowledge of Jesus, focusing on the things of Jesus. Jesus has to be it. Using war language, Apostle Paul defended himself to some in the Corinthian church. While others rose up against him and his authority, he would take every thought captive. Taking captives is a part of war, but his tactic would be to destroy spiritual strongholds and foster obedience to Jesus. For Paul, everything began and ended with Jesus. And part of taking every thought captive is submitting to the authority of Jesus. Every captive thought must now take its lead from Jesus, who is the victor. And that's how you grow. And that's how you grow a church. Those other metrics we mentioned help us determine if our churches are growing in grace, submitting to Jesus. They allow us to see what we are growing into or whom we are growing into. If we aren't willing to take our thoughts captive, making Jesus it, what's the point of church? Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you, and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.